For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Grace by Design. 17 years old, daddy's boy, privileged, pampered, spoiled. Scandal, sold, foreign country, strange culture, slavery, forced labor, homesick longings, brokenhearted. Adjustment, newfound favor, rising strength, blossoming wisdom. Scandalous offer, slander, conspiracy theory, corruption. Incarceration, confusion, discouragement, silence. Conditioning, adjustment, change, newfound favor, rising strength, blossoming wisdom, hand of God, opportunity, great exposure, supernatural guidance, heaven's favor, breakthrough, promotion, divine assignment, high-ranking official, powerful, influential, 39 years old, transformed. We just took an abbreviated trip through 22 years of Joseph's life as outlined in Genesis 37 and 39 through 41. Joseph's life was a nail-biter, a story fully deserving a full-screen production. The many traumatic events of his life were so complex that only God could have orchestrated such a story. This man's amazing life has delivered a vast collection of wisdom into my spiritual library. Oh, how I celebrate the many courageous souls who allowed the hand of God to masterfully etch inspiration into their storyline. If heaven had a photo gallery, images of their courage would surely adorn the walls. In chapter 42 of Genesis, we read about another unexpected turn of events in Joseph's life. As the sitting governor of Egypt, 10 guests appeared in his court. Having lived away from his family for more years than he lived with them, Joseph suddenly came face to face with his brothers, the men who betrayed him so many years earlier. Joseph's brothers did not recognize him, however. But why would they? A 39-year-old man looks very different than a 17-year-old boy. Take into account the transformation into the Egyptian world, and it's completely understandable that Joseph's brothers had no idea who the powerful man was they stood before. Joseph, on the other hand, recognized his siblings immediately. Let's take some time to linger in these frozen moments. No doubt, Joseph was jarred by the sudden appearance of his perpetrators as they bowed before him. Scripture doesn't hide his emotional responses in the subsequent chapters. Can you imagine the self-control Joseph needed to keep his identity hidden? I wonder if in those moments he had flashbacks of the painful memories when he was taken from his homeland into a foreign country. Could he hear the angry voices of his brothers over the echoes of his own pleading? Could he feel his heart race as he gazed upon a powerful abductor named Egypt? And on the day his unexpected visitors resurfaced in his life, did the loneliness and fear he endured resurface in his mind? Pain has an incredible memory, doesn't it? Lenses once clear and precise become tinted and distorted through hard circumstances that alter our emotional frame. Who would have blamed Joseph for retaliating over the heinous crime that landed his innocent feet on abrasive soil? If the pain of the past was still alive in Joseph's heart, if the lens he viewed the world through was skewed, his conduct would surely bear the fruit of his bitterness. In those defining moments when the past came face to face with the present, Joseph could have easily delivered a well-deserved punishment. But his storyline doesn't play out that way. Listen to the words of a man who allowed his pain to transform him into a mighty man of God. I am your brother Joseph, the one you sold into Egypt, and now do not be distressed. And do not be angry with yourselves for selling me here. Genesis 45, 4 through 5a. And then further proof of a heart fully restored. Joseph said to them, "Do not be afraid, for am I in the place of God? But as for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good, in order to bring it about, as it is this day, to save many people alive. Now therefore, do not be afraid. I will provide for you and your little ones." And he comforted them and spoke kindly to them. Genesis 50:19-21. This man beautifully displayed grace and a powerful example for all who have been mistreated by life and others. He set a course from a life of pain to a life of inspiration. What a perfect demonstration of a heart reconciled before God. Joseph would not have been able to confess such faith had it not been for God's miraculous healing process. How critically important it is to be healed of painful circumstances so that we can effectively and freely serve the Lord. How critically important it is to be healed so that we are able to love others as we love ourselves. Now, here is a sobering thought to finish today's reading. Can you imagine if Joseph gave in to the temptation of evening the score by retaliating against his brothers instead? Because Joseph chose righteousness by reconciling the pain in his heart, he was instrumental in sparing the entire Jewish lineage. Amazing. There is not a soul on this earth that isn't called to answer to the past. Either we will choose righteousness or we will choose pain. While our decision may not impact an entire nation's survival, it will surely impact our eternal standing. And isn't that reason enough to choose wisely? Today's question to ponder: do you need healing from a painful situation so that God can birth inspiration in your life?